Thursday night, Chodesh Haldovos, Shaar HaBitachon. We're in the Psicha of Shaar HaBitachon. Chodesh Haldovos is going over the benefits of having Bitachon, the spiritual benefits. We're in benefit number 3, which is that you are stress-free, anxiety-free, calm, cool, collected, and you're able to devote yourself to Avodas Hashem. And then he says you have less... A true Baal Bitachon will have less anxiety than even a person who has a limitless supply of money. He picks that as a marshal because I imagine, as we all would think, that like the paradigm of someone with the least amount of worries in the world, because he has so much money, he can just throw money at anything. And he goes through a list of 10 things which the person with all the money in the world still has to worry about, and the Baal Bitachon is not worried because he has Bitachon, as we'll see when we learn about developing Bitachon. We're up to on page Kuf Chav Vav. We learned 9 or 10. We're up to the 10th. Oh, we learned the 10th thing. Oh, we finished. Right, it's Lot and Soar. Right, Lot and Soar. So we finished the 10 things. Kitza, to go over them, number 1 was the fact that you still need materials, so you're still worried about how you're going to get that money. Number 2 was the side effects of having money, like an ulcer or kidnapping or getting shot in the head by an assassin. You figure John Kennedy, you ever hear of John Kennedy? No? Really? You never heard of him? He was elected president of the United States. Right? You imagine he was very happy that he was elected president, right? He would have been sad if he lost. And he won. He got very happy. You know what happened to him 2 years later because he was president? He got shot in the head. Now what do you think, when he got shot in the head, you think he wishes he wasn't president, or he still was happy he was president? If you gave him a choice at that moment, he probably would have picked not to be president. So you never know the side effects of being president. You have to worry about that. But if Hashem makes you president, then you don't have to worry about the side effects. If you get shot in the head, that means it's good for you. It's good for your neshama, it's good for you. Chanoch got shot in the head, so to speak. He left the world early. Rashi says it was good for him. It was very good for his neshama. Number 3 is he's scared of people finding out his secret. Baal Bitachon is not scared. Number 4 is an inconsistent life. You don't know if you have too much money, too little money. If you should keep in CDs in real estate, maybe you should put it in Lehman Brothers. It's very safe over there. And then, but the person with Bitachon is not worried. Number 5 is he's scared of Mas Hachnasa. They're going to find out how much money he has. They're going to realize, you know. It's like the IRS. You don't want an audit. No matter how honest you are, you don't want an audit. I imagine Mas Hachnasa is the same. Number 6 is, you can be as rich as you want, you still might get sick. Number 7 is, you can be as rich as you want, you still could starve to death if there's not enough food. You have that worry. You know, there might be a famine, and then it's not going to help you. Number 8 was that the Baal Kimia always has to move around. Like these terrorists, they can't sleep twice. They change places every night. So he's afraid also of people finding out. Number 9 is that it doesn't help him in Olam Haba. And the Baal Bitachon has Bitachon that Hashem will indeed pay him Gmul. And number 10 is that the Baal Kimia is weird. Is weird. And the Baal Bitachon is a person who lives life. If you look at the life, the Chavis Haldovus in Perik Yud says that the life of a Baal Bitachon, not in Perik Yud, I'm sorry, in Perik Tes, says that the life of a Baal Bitachon looks exactly, superficially, like the life of a non-Baal Bitachon. They both wake up in the morning, maybe they learn a little, they go to shul, they daven, they go to work, they come home from work, they go through the day, they have the same day, l'chora. But the Baal Bitachon is really a completely different life. He's an Eved Hashem 24 hours a day. Everything he does He's aware that it's Hashem's will. He's not nervous. He's not anxious. He works because Hashem, it's Hashem's ratzon that he work, because he knows it's a waste of time to work. He knows he's only a puppet in Hashem's hands. Because when you develop bitochon, you know that your hishtadlus does not lend a helping hand to Hashem. Your hishtadlus is just play acting, going through the motions, while you're a puppet on a string, and Hashem's pulling the strings. But you, so why are you doing it for? Because it's the Ratzon Hashem. So it's a different life. He's a normal person. That Balkimia, the alchemist, is always not normal. He's nervous. He's looking over his shoulder. B'chulu. We continue now. He's up to benefit number four. Benefit number one. This is like an advertisement for bitachon. Benefit number one is you form a relationship with Hashem. Benefit number two is you don't. You're not afraid to speak up for what's right. You're not nervous to say what you think. You develop your own sense of values. You don't live someone else's life. You live your own life. Benefit number three is that you're stress-free and you're panui tavodas Hashem. We're up to now, page Kuf Chav Zayin, the second paragraph, benefit number four. The old mitoalios abateach al Hashem, Yisroel man v'yisader binyoni adas, the fourth spiritual benefit of having bitachon. He knows how to deal with money. People don't know how to deal with money. He holds this as a benefit b'fnei atzmo. That if you about bitachon will deal with money properly. If he has a lot of it, he'll give tzedakah. If he has, he won't be afraid to spend it on mitzvahs. He knows he's not afraid. He's not going to have money. If I spend money, what's about my pension plan? What about my children's education? What about my children's wedding? How can I buy an expensive escrow? I've got to open up money. And that doesn't mean he lives out of his budget. Doesn't mean that. To live out of your budget, we'll learn about that. The Chavis HaLovitz will discuss budgeting when it's part of Hishtadlus and when it's not. But he's not nervous to spend money on mitzvahs. The old mitoalius haboteach al Hashem yisroel yisalem binyoni adas ki haboteach al Hashem yisalem hoya balhon yimaya lahafrish matlus Hashem. He's generous. He's not cheap. He gives tzedakah. He spends money on mitzvahs. Uzchuyos b'nei Adam, mehono, b'nefesh nediva, with a generous heart, with a tov lev, and with a smile on his face. Because Hashem's not going to make him poor because he gave tzedakah. He's not going to have less money because he spent it on mitzvahs. Now, that sounds like an impossibility, because if you spend money, you have less. But it's not true, because Hashem goes on how much you should have, and how much you're going to spend, and how much you're going to make ends meet. So if he has money, the Lord said like this: you either have money or you don't have money. If Baal Bitachon deals with each situation perfectly. We know Grada from the Chumash and from history and from experience that it's much harder to pass the Nisayon of having money than the Nisayon of not having money. Chavis HaLovitz says, if you have money, you have a big responsibility. Did I give enough to Tzedaka? Maybe you should give everything you have over your own needs to Tzedaka. Who says you should keep some for yourself and be rich? Maybe. You don't know. Guy comes to the door, so the poor man, no problem. He gives him a shekel, or half a shekel. If you're rich, you gave him 20 shekel, maybe I should have given him 50 shekel. Why not? Doesn't mean anything. I could give him 50 shekel easily. So, you have both ways. So, if you have bitachon, you know how to deal with being rich. You're generous. You give. You're a giver. You're not nervous. And if he doesn't have money, he's chipper and he's happy. He says, Baruch Hashem, I don't have money. Because if I had money, I don't know if I would spend it wisely. Now, you think there's no one in the world that would think like that. I am now going to play you a phone message from a lady. But my battery is very low. It might run out before we hear the home message.
Well,
yeah, but now we're learning it in the Chayvus Halavos, where he says that a Baal Bitachon is thrilled that he doesn't have money. He says, thank you, Hashem, because who knows if I would fill my responsibilities. Okay? You ready? Shh. Quiet. I've been saving this measure, but the battery is very, very low. So it mamish might run out. No clea. No, didn't work. No clea. It's worth it, because this is mamish what we're learning now in the Chavit HaMavis. That you say, thank you Hashem that I'm poor. Hashem does not want us to hear this message. Why isn't there no... I usually have klita on the shul. I'll try once more. No, it's not going through. Okay, we'll have to learn Chavis Halav instead of being entertained. The lack of money, the Baal Bitachon can deal with having money, can deal with not having money. Deal with having money, he's generous, he's a sport, he spends it on stocker, he spends it on mitzvahs. And if you have a lack of money, Yireh Heder Ahon, Tovolo Me'ez Hashem, Shehu Niftar, he's free. He's free from the responsibility of spending the money, giving stocker, lending people money, giving people stocker, and he's free from the tirdus of a person with money. So the person without money says, you know, I don't have that problem. I don't have the pizur hanefesh of an oshir. Doesn't have to worry about his stocks. Doesn't have to worry about what Wall Street's doing today, or the bursa. He doesn't have to worry about his portfolio. People are worried about their portfolio. The poor man has no portfolio, nothing to worry about. What?
He doesn't even know what that means.
Right. This is such a great message. How can we listen to it? No, it is such a great message. Maybe if we open a window? Come on, Sean. No, it's not that
long. Might as well go out on the street.
Come on, Sean. Alecha la tzaddikim shayom. Merarachman yatsureinu mipizur hanefesh. Hashem should save us from being scatterbrained, being scattered all over the place. Hashem should save us from that. Omer l'mal pizur hanefesh. Omer sheili rechush. The rosh kol macha v'bucholir. That I have money all over. And the bank and CDs. And investment in 401ks. In the whatever. U'may mekagmonein u'may benuchas u'may bedaiga. For Omer is a rosh asmeh v'chelko. B'nei abatech al Hashem. Yasik to'ali yo sahon. Whatever money he has, he's happy with. For who kal koloso, it's what his needs are. The notso mitirdus lei balon. He has all of the miles, none of the chesroinus. He has all the money he needs. The Baal Bitachon knows that the amount of money he has is the exact amount of money that Hashem wants him to have, and that's what's perfect for him to have. Lahachis. Such a great message. What's going on? Why?
Hashem doesn't want us to hear.
Yeah, that's... V'yinotzu mitirdus alei ba'alohom rov da'gosu olov k'mo shomer ha'chocham b'suk eshnas ha'oved im'ad v'imhar b'yochel v'asomu v'osher enenu maniach lo lishom. Okay. Let's go. You gotta hear this message. We're gonna go outside. You gotta know. This is mamish what we're learning.
Never.
It'll be too late, son.
Why not? She wouldn't want it. It's a Dallas Madrega.